Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Last week we heard about the indicative, that is, what is, who you actually are. You are elect exiles, elect by the eternal foreknowledge of God. And we are elect, chosen, called out of living as everyone else in this world, called to be holy. And we are indicatively holy. God has declared us to be so. We are holy, set apart, distinct, not like everyone else. Because God has chosen us through the preaching of his gospel, through the administration of baptism and the Lord's Supper, he has claimed us as his own. He has named us with his own name. We are children of God the Father, brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have an inheritance. That is who we are, the indicative. This week, we get the imperative that flows from the indicative. Because you are those people, because you are God's people, because you are elect exiles, put away all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, all envy, and all slander. Because of who God called you to be, live in this manner. And come to him. We are to put away the things that we knew from our former nature, and we are to come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious. This is repentance language. That if you are turning away from your sin, you must then necessarily be turning toward something else, toward God, toward your Father, to live under his dominion, and to grow up, to get big in being his child. As newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that you may grow up into salvation. The image here, I think, more poignant than children on a bottle, are little children wearing their father's shoes or wearing their mother's shoes, clopping and clodding around the house, not really stable, almost always falling, making more racket than anything else. They are to grow into those shoes. And one day they will. I think my boys have already grown out of my shoes. The idea is that it's something to grow up into, that you mature. Because you are turning constantly to him, away from who you once were and toward him whom you are now following. A living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious. Jesus, rejected by men, but in God's sight precious and chosen. That we ourselves are living stones in him, being built up as a spiritual house, not a house of abstract spiritual things and sayings, but a house of the Spirit, which includes very concrete things, the spiritual things of doing God's law, of following in Jesus' footsteps, very concrete, but nevertheless of the Spirit and thus spiritual, in order to offer sacrifices of the Spirit, the things that the Spirit of God would have us do, made acceptable, not of our own, but because of Jesus Christ. That is how we then are to live, offering ourselves and all that we do to God, our Father, who ransomed us and redeemed us by the blood of Jesus Christ. That everything is to be brought under his dominion and his word. For those who rejected his word, disobeyed his word, the stone that the builders rejected is the very stone that became a stone of stumbling for them. They rejected the word of God. They rejected Jesus. And so it's always a very concrete thing that we are doing. It's always in light of the word of God. It's not like what Jesus said to the Pharisees when they made up their own works along the traditions of men. But they did the works that God commanded. That is what Jesus called them to. And so, again, he reminds us who we are. A chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possessing. That we, as we live out our lives, in word and in deed, may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. That we who were once not a people are now God's people. We are his. We who had not received mercy are now those who have. So that we, as sojourners and exiles, that is, those who are not at home in the world, those who are just visiting, those who are passing through, we abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against our souls. Remember, it is very difficult when you are different from everyone else to remain different and distinct. The natural pull is for us to try and fit in, for us to look like everyone else, so that nobody notices and nobody takes notice. But God has made us elect exiles, chosen sojourners, for the purpose that his excellencies might be made known in this world. That the world would say, that's different. Why? Or, that's weird. Tell me more about it. And so he says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable. In other words, he wants to tell the people of God to follow God's law, to subject themselves to the emperor and the human institutions, the governors who are sent to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. God has set up these things, and that we are not to step outside of them, but to live under them. How? By doing good, by overcoming evil, by doing good. And that doing good is not defined by the world, It is not defined by any governing authority. It's defined by God's word and by God's word alone. We often end up conflating what is righteous with what is legal, or with what is unrighteous or sinful with what is illegal. We should know that this is not the case. It is legal to kill babies in our country. That is legal, and it is unrighteous. There are probably a whole host of other things that are legal but are not righteous. So let us take back what God has revealed to us as what is righteous and live according to that, because what God defines as righteous is good and will bring about good, even though you might suffer for it. We are to follow the example, St. Peter says, of our Lord Jesus Christ, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He submitted to the governing authorities, though he did not do so and step aside from God's law. He told the authorities when they were wrong, and he suffered the consequences. He didn't go along to get along. And that worked the salvation of the world. That is what St. Peter is calling us to. He is calling us to live the way Jesus lived, and submitting everything to God's authority as we live this out. Leaving behind our former ways of hypocrisy, of malice, and suffering for the good that we do by submitting to God's word. Let us not suffer for doing evil in this world. Let us not suffer for being dishonorable. Let us suffer in this world as elect exiles, as sojourners, by doing what God has said, so that this dark world would hear the excellencies of him who called us into his marvelous light, that we would be like our Savior, following him out of this place that we are visiting, to our true home with our God and Father and brother. May the Spirit given to you in baptism, may the Spirit that descends upon us through his word, give us the strength to offer those spiritual sacrifices for the good of all those around us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.